an upgrade.
Hey, babe. Let's take a flight.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Get that upgrade.
Anywhere you are, though.
That's what's up. Are you packing your bags?
You already know.
Get that upgrade.
Make your best life. Oh, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to make your best life.
Oh, I wanna upgrade.
I wanna upgrade.
Let me get that upgrade.
Make your best life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life.
I know that's right. You can say that twice. I write the code, I'ma biohack my best life. Give me the upgrade. I spent enough days trying to figure out my way, no longer in the maze. Had to get out my—
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Welcome to another episode of Biohack Your Best Life. Yeah. My name is Elizabeth Carson.
That's right.
That's right.
Say that one more time.
Say that one more time for the people in the back of the universe.
Yes, my name is Elizabeth Carson. Yes. And today we have such a special guest. He's family. He's just family. Yes. He's not even a friend to us. He's literally family. Yeah, so
love these people,
so.
Man.
So great to have you here.
Congratulations.
Hey,
the newlyweds. Yeah. Hey, they should have an applause button. They play a game like mine. I got one.
We got King Simon in the house.
So how was the wedding, man? How was it?
The wedding was dynamic.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you being a numbers guy can understand how things align.
Yes.
So some of the people may have heard us talk about this, but briefly, I'll give a quick summary.
Right.
We were supposed to get originally married on December the 9th, which we consulted with you,
you did.
To get the date.
That's
yes,
right.
We did.
December 9th. In case you guys were doubting the scenario we talked about before, this is the man we talked to about the date to get married on.
That's right. We did.
That's right. And why did you pick the 9?
Well, why I picked the 9 is because 9 is actually one of your numbers that was equivalent, that works well with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But also because, remember, December being a 3, mm-hmm. and of course 3 plus the 7 also, and the 9, it would all add up to a number 1, that mm-hmm. universal day. So 1 is one of y'all numbers together, because right. your number is the 415. Mm-hmm. Her number is the 514. Mm-hmm. So 1 is one of y'all. So that universal day would have been a number 1.
Right.
But mm-hmm. what's so funny, when y'all did it on the 4th,
mm-hmm.
it ended up to be a universal 5 day. So right. 5 still ended up being your number.
Right.
The building here is a number 5. Right, I mean, right. your number is, her number is the 1-4.
Yeah.
And again, the 1-4 and the 1-4 and the 9. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, and the 1-4 and the 1-4 and the 5. And your number is the 5-1-4. So anytime, right. anyway it went, it just rolled out.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, we didn't get married on the 9th because we got invited to a very special occasion in Egypt
yep.
that coincided with the original wedding date. Exactly. So we actually consulted with each other.
Yep.
And I put it on Elizabeth. I said, listen, we don't have to do this. And she said, no, it's important yep. to you.
Right.
So we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to change the wedding date to December the 4th.
She texted me too.
Yeah, and I did. Immediately upon the change, I'm like, look, all right, now we got to change the date. So tell me another good one.
That's when I said, oh, let me do my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
sure enough, it was.
Yes.
So it ended up being December the 4th.
Yes.
At the Four Seasons. The wedding was supposed to start at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the rain in the morning and delayed the setup process, we ended up starting at 4:44.
Crazy. Whoa. Yes.
It was powerful.
Yes.
So powerful.
That was y'all alive.
Yeah.
And all
yes.
through it.
It was.
Man.
It was
and I called her on the
air.
I was to take while she was getting her hair done. I tried to reach you and you were there. But she reached. I said, yo, congratulations.
Yes,
yes, you know, yes. So love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So happy she was getting her hair done. I was like,
I know. You called me right when I was getting a little nervous because honestly, before the whole wedding. I mean, I feel like I've already known you for lifetimes.
Yeah, right.
So I already feel like, honestly, we had that
mm-hmm.
companionship anyways.
Yeah.
So the whole day, it was just a day to celebrate really with you.
Right.
But I already felt like we were already like this. So I wasn't nervous at all.
Already congealed. Like it was destiny. It was part of our natural path.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly. You know, until an hour before. Then I started freaking out. Because I was like, I'm going to fall. I just thought I was going to fall.
You were worried about falling down.
I thought I was going to fall.
We were getting married on sand. She had platform heels.
Yeah.
But they took wood and put it underneath the sand.
Yes.
They buried wood planks underneath the sand so she can have something more stable to work on.
Yes, good.
And I congratulate Gabe yesterday for walking you up the aisle.
Yes, he was so happy.
I was so happy for him. I said, man, you did a great job. He said, thank you, Kid Simon. Full of energy. Love it. Yes. Love it. But
yeah.
I appreciate what you've done, man. Thank you. Like Rich, I've seen Rich. Thank you online. Thank both of you because it was her reading that I did with her was the catalyst for doing the television show, and it's been very popular.
Yes,
very popular.
It has been.
And people are looking for. They people hit me up from Germany, China, Australia, all kinds. And some people might not pay yet, but they definitely in the line.
Aware.
It's like, I see you on Billy's show, and or Black Magic. Right. But y'all two entities definitely was the catalyst, and yours was the next one to another level. Brother Rich, big up to you, and thank you for 4 billion now, which is one of my numbers, because my numbers are the 1, 4, and 9.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I can relate with what they're doing.
I love
$4 billion. That's But I'm also, you know, if you ain't buy in, you need to buy in, because I've made that first move. I bought in and made some money the first time you did it.
Congratulations.
You can go invest. Stop playing.
Forbidden family.
So anything y'all want to get into, talk to me. We can talk,
We're
going into another year. We're in a new year now.
I was excited.
I brought notes. So I'm like, I'm notes and books. And I'm like,
I'm
ready to, you know, even something I want to speak about this lady, but this is somebody who found the word numerology.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
She came up with the word.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
You know, because Pythagoras was always studying the vibration of numbers and all that in different languages.
Yeah.
Mm. We got to remember Cunha form with the Chaldeans and all that with different languages. But the word itself, numerology, came up in 1907. And this lady, after doing research, because it was coming up with a Julian statin, and I've been explained it on my platform.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I started research, when the idiot guy put her name and said Julia Seton, somebody changed the name.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, during that time, you know, it was more chauvinistic and all that. They might have changed the name either purposely or accidentally. I don't know how it went. But Julia and Julianne sounds the same.
Yeah.
Seton's, and then her daughter wrote a book and revised her mother's book and put it out after. Wow. Because, and then I talked to one of my teachers, Lloyd Strayhorn, who wrote the book Numbers and You.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's great observation, Kim.
Yeah.
I said, because I'm a researcher.
Yeah.
And if we don't give the right respect to the person who actually found it, it helped me to dig deep.
Yeah.
And then all the older numerologists around in the 30s, that's when they started using numerology. But before the 30s, before 1907, they didn't use the word numerology.
Wow.
They used numbers, vibration, numbers, symbols, symbolism.
Yeah.
Even their teacher, she wasn't using it. Her name was Miss Low. Ballot.
Mm-hmm.
She has an old book. I bought it from Forbidden Books. They got a Forbidden Book .com.
Yeah.
I bought it from them and I found it. Yeah, that's interesting, but it's not four like yours.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Forbidden. Mm-hmm. But that's what I found. I said, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Lloyd and I said, yo, Lloyd, did you notice that even Kiro, who was acknowledged by the from India, that they didn't use the word numerology until later on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the lady that coined it, an MD, a physician. She was a doctor.
Wow.
But they called Julian a doctor also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you start doing the research, and what I found interesting, I got to share this with everybody.
Yeah.
What I found interesting, because I bought this book for $100, an old book.
Wow.
I spend money on, you too, you and I, we'll buy books.
We spend thousands on books.
You know, she said, you know, what's so funny? This is the correlation I found, and I realized that it was her.
Mm-hmm.
She born in the year, they didn't say the day and birth that she was born, but they got the year. She's born 1862, and she passed in 1950.
Okay.
But in 1862, that adds up to a number 817, which is an 8, which is a legacy leaving number. 1 plus 8 plus 6 plus 2 equals 17, which is an 8 legacy. And she invented the word in 1709, which adds up to a number 17, which is an 8. So I start seeing the patterns.
Wow.
Connected to her. And then I don't see anything else on Julian, but then I see a daughter, Juno Jordan, writes a book about her mother and what she did for traveling around the world, teaching this new thought concept and all. And I said, man, I told my audience one time, I said, look, it's like Neil deGrasse Tyson said, he said, it's okay based on the new evidence to
Yeah.
Do what you got to do and rewrite and correct that's whatever. Right. And that's what I did. I said, you know, because I studied those. And I bought Robert E. Grant's book. Okay. And I've been writing with him and Talal, the Philo Math. Yeah, beautiful book. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm buying all kinds of books on mathematics.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I can show how it works. So it's a very important year. Every year is a very important year. Mm. And she said, and I want to quote her, she said something very key in her book, which is very important. Women, y'all, are powerful and y'all don't even know it. Some of y'all don't know it, but she said her creed was, we live in a perfect universe, in perfect situations among perfect people. There are no errors in the great eternal plan. That's her creed.
Wow.
Powerful.
Wow.
That's
creed. Deep.
And I respect that creed.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's another one saying everything happens for a reason. Make the most of everything.
I don't care if you came out quote unquote deformed or whatever. Yeah. It was a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blind reason.
Yes.
What's the lesson you're going to get from it? What blessing are you going to turn into?
Right.
That's what she's basically saying to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. No
victim mentality.
No more victim mentality.
Everything is perfect. Everything is divine. Everything is already set out as it should be.
Exactly.
Always. Yes.
And what's so interesting, that 8, that 17-8 shows that my life path is a 17-8.
Wow.
Lloyd coined astronumerology, and I see it amongst a lot of the numerologists of the day. But when I created Numerovation, I seen that there was nobody putting it out. And that's my life path to put out a legacy that will go and leave if I leave this planet. Because 17 is the number of, if you leave this planet, make sure you leave something on this planet behind. If you
that's the key. That's what we talk about. Yeah. This is supposed to be your spot right here. But look what's going on behind me.
Oh, yeah. Yes, right.
The legacy is right behind me. Those y'all can't really see it. Let me see if I can get out of the way. So, that infinity symbol.
Yes.
It's the legacy. I'm sitting in front of the legacy symbol.
But hey, this adds up to a 10. Hey, that's my number anyway.
everything bounces out.
Good. I love this move.
I love it.
You know, let me say something to the audience. 2023, everybody gets a turn. I want everybody to know that with the numbers as far as a universal year. Now, I know everybody who's in Ethiopia, that might be 7 years behind. That's their what's going on with, and their year is every September 11th. Every year they start their new year. But because everybody's resonating on the 2024 now, this year is good for those that are born under the 8th, 16th, 26th of the year, of 26th of the month, of any month, and those that are connected to Capricorn and Aquarius in the minor way. You know, this is our year. That's our year.
Has
a fun. But a lot of people keep on breaking it down to the number 8 when I was taught to look at numbers from a holistic perspective. So I added the 20 plus 24 and it came up to 44. So even people connected to the 4 is going to be celebrated and should be recognized the favorable attitude of the 4 because it's a 44 year. And then it breaks down to the 8. Everybody, almost numerologists are going straight to the 8, straight to the 8. But if you're looking at things from a holistic perspective, and I'm talking about H-O-L, I'm talking about W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, holistic. You see all the different aspects of 2020, anything, 2024, 2023. And that's how I spoke about from all of the 20s that I've been dealing with. 2020, because we knew that was vision, higher levels of vision. When we're 21, I knew that 20 was, again, the awareness number, the awakening number. 21 was the crown of the magi number, that was an initiation year also. And then 2022 was also another one. And you see 222. Then you got to look at all of it, because every aspect of the numbers can give you some level of guidance to each path that you need to take, either high or low. And because numbers don't lie, we always say numbers don't lie, numbers don't lie. If every physicist and every mathematician have said this is a grand mathematical universe and we're in the universe, why aren't we not part of this mathematics? It's ours.
Exactly.
So whatever frequency you're born on and that you claim for years upon years, you can use those frequencies to better yourself and not down yourself and not hate yourself. And because there's high interpretations and there's low interpretations, but it's up to you, the individual, to manage. Because you don't have to force on nobody. I don't have to force and tell them that. He studies mathematics. She understands biohack from a mathematical perspective. You got to understand. When I sit down with Brother Robert Edward Grant, he says, he said, He said, King Simon, isn't numerology a beautiful science? Yes. I said, yes, sir.
Yes.
Was in your house.
Oh, yes.
He said, yes, it's a beautiful.
You guys were in this house together at the
That's
same
right.
time.
That's mm-hmm. right. And right. he said it. And I said, man, I said, once a person like him acknowledged that. Mm-hmm. And then I've been watching Terrence Howard and I see how he breaks down mm-hmm. certain things and him being born under the master number 11 mm-hmm. and showing me he born. Understand, because we're going into this 44-8, and I took notes. I ain't playing with y'all today. I took notes. The number 44 before we reached the 8, and I said on my Instagram where it's a 44 resonator. Big up to Blue Pill because he always talk about Blue Pill. Always talk about that 44.
Yeah.
44 resonator, but it is a frequency, the 8 frequency instructor. Mm. It's a guide. After you add it all up, you know. Right. So you got that 2024. In numerology, 20 is still the awakening energy, mm-hmm. but 24 is the healing energy. Mm-hmm. You need to bring balance to whatever you do from a physical and a spiritual perspective. But when you're dealing with 44, 44 is trusting the order of the universe number. It's a number of dedication mm-hmm. to not only your mental health, but your physical health mm-hmm. and your spiritual health mm-hmm. on a higher level.
Wow. That's
so amazing. I'm glad that the 44 showed up in my, Brother Blue was watching Lloyd on Black Magic and he kept on doing the 888. But he said, Blue kept on saying, I feel there's something else there. So I called Blue the next day. I said, don't you see the 44? He said, no. In old numerology, they put the month on top of day on top of year.
Right.
In the newer form, they added a cross. Mm-hmm. So I put the 20 on top of the 24, going mm-hmm. back to the old method. And that's where I found the 44 and showed him that's where the 44 is.
Gotcha. Wow.
So you can't run from the 44 because it's demanding you to be masterfully in your discipline, presenting your discipline on a higher masterful level.
Right.
Wow.
Because that's the number of discipline and dedication right. and dedicating yourself, the fullness of yourself mm-hmm. in a not just a physical perspective, because mm-hmm. 4 is the builder's number, that you're hard working and all that. Yeah. That is a builder's number, but it's a master number that mm-hmm. that means you have to dedicate and see it all the way through. And then the 8 advises you to be have multiple streams of income or multiple attitude.
Let's go. This is what I just figured out. So since I joined Forbidden Knowledge, what are we always doing? 4-4. We're always standing next to each other doing the force.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4-4. What are we focused on?
It's always 4-4.
Mind, body, soul.
That's right.
Exactly.
I tied in the body.
Yeah.
Your mind, soul, you know, it's just, it's all tied in. So that's like
perfectly congealed together.
Yes. Exactly. And then multiple streams.
Harmony.
Multiple streams. Yeah.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep, man.
And people think they have to be millionaires with money when it could be assets.
There's so many ways to build wealth.
Yes.
And wealth isn't always monetary.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wealth is in the mind.
That's
wealth
in the mind.
Is in, yeah.
Well, wealth is only attributed value.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because I can literally put a bar of gold on this table and this bar of gold, I can say, I feel like this bar of gold is worth $100 trillion.
Right.
Now, the government might not think so, or the,
right.
the people who, but if I say that it is, if I believe that, that's
right.
my consciousness attributed value.
That's right.
Piece of paper on the table, we call it money. Mm. Money has no real value. It only has intrinsic value based on consciousness input, what we actually attribute to it to make it believe. So if you say to me, King Simon, I want to trade, you know, some of this paper for your services.
Right.
And you tell me how much pieces of paper you want for those services.
Exactly.
You've now consciously attributed value to these pieces of paper, right. even though we know the paper is just literally paper.
Right. Right.
But we can
right.
burn for heat if we needed heat.
Exactly.
Right. So, it's only what you attribute to. So wealth, there's many different ways to find wealth. Wealth is also in health.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And one of the things we dedicated ourselves to is health at this point.
I love that website. Y'all come on. I'm gonna send for the kid. So, do what we gotta do, the stool, the spit, and all
that. Right. Yeah, gotta do it, man.
Because
I'm focusing on health.
That's
now.
This year. Yeah. That is this
that's
right
the
year.
Real wealth.
But that's but remember, in my book, those are the even numbers are the health numbers.
Yes.
They are the health numbers. So we're going into an 8 cycle again.
Yeah.
This time we do, and this time we're 44, again, another level of health, but it's also mental health because in my book, 4, 7, 8, 5, and 3 are considered mental health numbers, but 5 and 3 are less on the totem pole because of the anxiety they suffer, and then it could lead to that. But
gotcha.
That four, seven, and eight. Yeah, well, you know, we talked about it in your session when we did it.
Yes,
so it's important that we, I tell people that have those anxieties to calm it down through meditation, through different things and modalities that helps to relax you, going to the pool, the tub, bath, whatever you need to do, that's what you need to do. And because we're entering this eighth frequency, I want people to realize that we're coming out of the, in numerology, there's 4 years that are called the, what we call the crossroad. And the word crossroad means exactly what it means. Cross the road. Make your decisions. Be decisive about what you want to do and what you want to accomplish in this year. Now, you could go down the other way if you want. I'll tell you something. I know people, as much as this brother and sister is making so much money, I know people that are homeless that are born under their same birthday. Because I used to do what you call on the streets of New York. I used to pay homeless people a dollar and just ask them for their birthday. And then so I can mathematically see why. One of them I had a talk with. She was born the same day as Barack Obama.
Wow.
Same year. But she was decrepit and mentally ill, and four is a mentally ill number. He's born August 4th. So, you know, that's a mentally ill. And if you look in Barack's early years, he was smoking and doing his thing. He could have went down a negative road, but he decided to stay the path and whatever he was going through with mom and dad. But she was telling me, I sat with her and talked for a few minutes because I know she was on the move making money. You know, you don't want to, you know, she wants to do it. But you got to remember when these mental health numbers don't mean that you're going to suffer from it. That's why my book, Numerovation for Mental Stability, is a numerovational guide to recognizing mental instability and staying motivated. So I try to keep people on a higher level. And you got to unpack all the words. Sometimes you got to, and if you're not willing to work, come on now, stop playing. We can't, laziness is not going to help here. As Billy and Elizabeth.
Got to be proactive.
Her son ain't even lazy. And his children ain't lazy.
You got to put in, you got to put in that grind. You know, and that's what I like about Elizabeth when I met her, the fact that she does instill in Gabe like all the time. You know, he's still a kid, but at the same time,
he's still a kid.
She lets him have his childhood, but at the same time, she lets him like, look, there's things you want. You got to work for it.
Exactly.
You know, you have to work for it. And, and I think that's really important. I remember, you know, some of my kids, I told them, look, I'm not going to pay for college. You have to get a scholarship in athletics or either academics or both.
Right.
But I'm not paying for it.
That's right.
You got to want that for yourself.
Exactly.
You're going to have to grind. Nobody gave it to me. You got to go out there and grind. Now, once you do the basic bare minimum, I'm going to assist. I'm there to guide. And I'm there to help. I'm there to even invest. But I got to see the desire in you to want to work first.
Well, there's no desire if you just give them everything that they want.
We've seen the real results of that.
That builds the bad type of ego.
The Vanderbilt family did too.
Man.
I remember reading a book about
that. Man, it's a crazy story.
A crazy story. Yeah. So, you know, but I do want to do a quick rundown for every zodiac sign for the year 2024, if you don't mind.
Basically,
because I don't want we got to keep things moving. I got some notes, but I didn't have no words. I just have numbers to it.
I see all the numbers.
So being that we're in the Capricorn season now, we're gonna go Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, then go to Aries, since we're right there in the Capricorn energy. And so people born under the sign connected to Capricorn, which is connected to the number 8 family. If you add the 8 plus the 2024, it adds up to 2032, and that adds up to a number 7. So for Capricorns, this is a very good spiritual cycle for attracting finances instead of chasing finance, and learning to develop more of your spiritual attitude, your spiritual prowess, as far as getting into understand what the universe have for you to guide for you. And that's through your meditation. So Capricorns, all Capricorns, because Capricorns is connected to the number 8 from a numerology perspective. And if you're adding it to the number 8, again, if you're going straight to the 8, then you're going to get 16, which is the number of preparing. So all Capricorns should always plan what they're going to do this year and then initiate it. Don't stay in your head, because 7 is still one of the mental health numbers. You got to always look, plan, have the blueprint, and then move. But this is a good year of law of attraction. Now, with us Aquarius, because Aquarius is connected to that four energy. Remember, four plus the eight equals 12, which is a three. So this is a year for expansion for us.
Oh, man.
Year of growth. I mean, don't be expendable. Be willing to write your next books and write all the next stuff and do your audio books with it, because it's about talking and releasing. And you got the apparatus to do your audio books for everything you've done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's reading it now, but people want to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the time for that. And it's always a good time to expand your friendship, expand people, but make sure you, because we're connected to the four as our sign, we got to be careful of secret haters, secret enemies. Mm. Oh, I'm always going to tell the negative, at least a lower frequency, because then it alerts you to what you need
to
do.
Aware.
Yeah, so I'll let you know. Yes. Now, going to the Pisces. Now, Pisces is connected to the number three, and three plus that number eight equals 11. So this year for Pisces is more about the runway of spiritual understanding, because 11, that master number, is the number of spiritual understanding, but also paying attention to your spiritual guide, your spiritual teachings, your spiritual awareness. And because it's a fame and fortune number, on one side, you got to be very careful of people that try to deceive you and be careful of second guessing yourself. But because it's a fame and fortune number, make sure that you take all your ideas and put those ideas to work in this particular year. Talking to the Pisces. Going to the Aries, which is usually the first sign of the zodiac. So Aries, and that's where spring, the real New Year's pop up on us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so paying attention to the Aries. Now, Aries, you're connected to the number nine in numerology. So obviously, if 8 plus 9 plus 8 equals that 17, comes back to that number 8. So 8 is, this is a good time for the Aries to pay attention to their legacy, because that's the legacy leaving number. 17 is a 1 and 7, so it deals with creativity, productivity, and 7 says it has to be spiritually based also. And then the 8 says, now you leave your legacy, but look into at least 100 years. Mm-hmm. Think about the 100-year plan. Read his book, Woke Doesn't Breed Broke. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I'm on the fourth chapter, and I've had it for, because you got to digest this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. So that's with the Aries. Going to the Taurus. Big up to the Taurus. Taurus is connected to the number 6. And when you add that 6 plus that number 8, it breaks down to that number 5. So it adds up to 14, which is a 5. So this is a year of drastic changes for you. Thinking on a multiple levels of writing and corresponding and connecting and either communicating. Even writing poetry is very good for y'all this year. Just try to avoid being scattered brain and all over the place, because that 5 can, although Taurus is an earth sign that like to be grounded, they got to be very mindful of being all over the place and doing too much, in other words, you know? So focus yourself and be willing to expand like the number 3, and don't be expendable. And please be careful and protect your nerves. That's one thing. Gemini is connected to the number 5. So when you add 5 to that number, when you add 5 to that number 8, you get 13, which is that 4. So pay attention. 13 is a power number. It's a power and dominant number. A lot of people, of course, America is based on the 13. 13, yep. 13 stripes and 13 president. But we know that 13 adds up to a number 4, and 4 presidents get inaugurated and put in every 4 years and all that. So that 13-4 is very significant if you understand and how you use it. Of course, 13, because it's a number of power and dominance, remember, if you don't use the creative aspect of 13 and the expansive perspective of 13, it can wreak havoc on you, because it equals a number 4. Again, that 4 shows up, so you got to be very careful of secret haters, but it's also a reminding you to be structured, disciplined, and organized. And because Gemini is connected to the 5, they can be all over the place. They got that monkey mind, when you really need to calm your mind down in this year. And right now you're in the crossroads of your life, Gemini. So it's time to cross the road and make those necessary moves. Now, Cancer. Cancer is connected to the number 2 and the number 7 in one sense. But we're going to deal with the number 2 energy. And when you add that number 2 to the 8, it adds up to 10. And 10 is the wheel of fortune. So whatever you put your mind to, Cancer, this is the time to make it happen, and don't second guess it, because water signs are usually very intuitive about what they want to do. And once you go against your intuition or your gut feelings, usually that's when you messed up. So it's important that this time, Cancer, please, Operate on the highest and wisest and productive mindset. And whatever is productive for you, do it. Don't second guess it, because you're in a number 10 cycle, which is a one that is the Wheel of Fortune energy. And that's yours. It's yours for this time. So enjoy it for this year. Leo, big up to the Leos, the other half of Aquarius. That's that number one energy that it rules. Oh, my alarm is right there. Woo, sorry, family. That alarm is right there. So, Leo, just remember one plus that eight is that number nine. So remember, nine is the number of higher thought patterns, higher levels of understanding, humanitarian, giving of people, humanitarian, giving of yourself on higher levels, but also the number of completion and ending. So whatever dreams you want to fulfill in this year, whatever you wanted to complete in your last 8 years, Leo, this is a great year to do it for you. I'm talking about all the signs of Leo. I'm not doing your personal stuff. I'm talking about all signs of Leo and people connected to that Leo. Virgo, my brother. Boom.
Virgo on the fourth.
Yeah, that's right. And what's so funny, the Virgo right now plus that number eight adds up to that 13 again, which is a four. So this is another good year for this Virgo man right here. If he's booking that four energy, that building energy, that structural energy, that constantly building on top of each other, y'all are in the right moment, especially as a 44 year and an eight. That's just one of the complimentary. See, in certain system of numerology, you got to understand, in American numerology, the eight and the four can be what they call malefic or challenging to each other, but not in Eastern numerology. Mm-hmm. They really support each other when they understand the discipline and the order and being willing to expand. And because Virgo is going into that four building energy, all you have to do is stay disciplined. And whatever you do, however you do, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and watch what happens. Mm-hmm. And you might just make this Billy this year, you know, this, between this year and next year. That, there's a billion.
The Billy Club coming.
Going to Libra. Where y'all at, Libra? That's connected to the number six. And when that six is connected to that eight, you got to remember that is when the five comes about. Being flexible, being adaptable. But remember, do not go down the reckless and the crazy road. Please do not do that to yourself. And again, this is a creative cycle when it comes to that Libra five. And remember, because Libra is connected to the six, bringing balance and understanding, understanding your balance and how you need to do and staying in order with what you want to do. And remember, forgiving, but also being able to adapt. One of the best sayings for number five, or anytime you're going into a five number year, or five personal month, which I do on personal sessions, give you all out of that. It's about improvising, adapting, and overcoming when five shows up, when you got five in your chart. And now going to the Scorpio. Scorpio is connected to the number nine, just like, of course, Aries. So nine plus that eight again comes with that. So this is a good year for the Scorpion also to look forward to their legacy, being creative and assertive of what they do, finding a spiritual balance with it also, because we got to understand currency is spiritual also, and we got to learn that. So from that level, that number eight comes in. So it's always reminding you to look towards what you want to leave for your family, what you want to build for your family. If a child is born under that sign of Scorpio, then look at that child and say, you know what? I want to find out what it is that you really want to do or what they gravitate to, and help them to work towards that as they're growing older. Again, read that book. Woke doesn't mean broke. I'm going to still promote my man's book here. Brother got it. And going to Sagittarius, last but not least, because we started off with Capricorn. Sagittarius is connected to the number three. And of course, three plus that eight equals that master number 11, that highway, that runway of spiritual guidance. But again, with that 11, paying attention to the people you allow in your space. Don't second guess yourself. Be very careful, again, with that number 11, because you and the Pisces share that three energy, Sagittarius, and it adds up to a number 11 for this year. A good book for y'all, I always tell y'all, in a time like that, when two is connected or 11 is connected, get that book called The Power of Decision by Charles Barker. It was recommended by Reverend Ike years ago. And in the number 11 year, because ideas come real quickly, you got to write them down and put them to work. Use your birth number and make it happen. Like Billy is born on the 4th. He should do 4 days. I'm going to do this in 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months. The 4th of every month, I'm going to take myself to the next level. Mm-hmm. 40 years, whatever that four. She's born on the 14th, which is the 5. I'm going to do this in 5 days or 14 days, 14 weeks, 14 months. In the next 140 years, I'm going to make this happen for myself. That's how you got to think. So that was it for all the Zodiac.
Y'all just getting a slight taste of King Simon. Y'all getting a slight taste of King Simon. I'm blessed and fortunate to know that I can just call this man. He's in a session. And he comes over here to my house. We spend time with him. And we get a lot of knowledge and wisdom.
Oh, man. And you know what was so impressive about you? You meet random people. Random people. And always remember their birthday. Everybody he meets.
Got a photographic memory.
No, seriously. Your son
wanted to interview us yesterday. And his friends just told me their birthday once. So he said, what's my birthday, King Solomon? I said, March 16th. And he said, what's his friend's birthday? May 29th. What's the other friend's birthday? April 16th. They just told me their birthday. You know what I'm saying? And big up to Courtney Kane. Her birthday coming up January 25th.
Yes.
We're doing it, of course. You know, I start running. And Dr. B's is January 5th. Big up to Dr. B. We should have shouted him out on his birthday coming.
He was here last night.
Yes. And of course, Lisa Leslie. Oh, man. Yeah. It's good to see her. She born July 7th.
Sorry. Do you guys see this? I mean, this is crazy.
This man is a savant.
But I tell people, when I'm really concerned about people, I would remember like my nephew and all that. His birthday, of course, and he's born the same day as Nipsey Hussle. Mm. So August 15th. So I connect them with people, and then I keep it moving. But I'm proud of what I do and proud of what y'all do because everything counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like every organ in the body helps this one body. And that's what we're all about, helping you to be better.
Yes.
That's why she does Biohack. That's why he does Forbidden. That's why they're doing Forbidden together and got married and made it happen. Yeah. It's a powerful thing, man. Yeah. Congratulations to them. Hey. It's a people family, man.
Hey, man, it's family now. We got King Simon. Yeah, the new family member.
Yes, mine. And her son is born the same day as my father.
And of course,
Will Smith and T.I. and Childish Gambino, they all born the same day, that 25th of September. Mm. And for y'all to tell me that he's into Matt so much, is the number of mathematicians and deep research and don't take nothing on face value.
Wow, that's deep.
He scans the whole room.
Everything.
I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, when I came in the house, I said, what? I tapped the other dude. I thought it was Gabe. It wasn't him. He looked like Gabe.
That was Gilbert, the thing
with Dr. B, right?
Yes.
That's Gilbert. That's Gilbert and Gabe. So I said, where's Gabe? He said, oh, he's upstairs. I was like, he probably scanned in the building. I told the guest that I came with, Adwa. I said, Adwa, he probably looking at the camera, the security camera.
That's Gabe.
That's exactly what they do.
Hey, man.
Gabe is a mathematical savant.
Yes,
he does his math. He can do multiplication. He can do addition up to high numbers. He can, like, 2 + 2, then give you an answer. Then 4 + 4. He'll go up to the hundreds, sometimes even into the thousands.
He
doubles the numbers. He just keeps going. He's only 11 years old.
And he does it for fun. When he gets bored for fun. He's like, come on, guys.
And you know what's so funny? That is such a powerful thing, man. Yeah. I'm proud of his journey. And it's so interesting, you know, because numbers are infinite, right?
Yeah.
And I tell people, you know, everybody look at the 8 symbol and they think it's the infinity symbol, but the infinity was inspired by the 8.
Mm.
Infinity symbol came about in 1655 from a mathematician.
Yeah.
Mind you, 1655 adds up to 17, which is an 8. Go figure that one out. But the infinity symbol is that just showing you the infinite potential of numbers and how it could keep on going and going and going. But the 8, if you're going to use it as an infinity symbol, because it's symbolism, we all pay attention to symbolism, repetition, and trauma. Sometimes that's how we work in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Then use it as that. But don't get caught up if you don't start doing the deeper research, because the mathematicians did not look at the infinity symbol as an 8. We, as the spiritual community, look at the infinity symbol as an 8 because it's symbolism. Mm-hmm. And it looks just like the 8 just standing erected, you know?
Right.
Respect to everybody that understands, but just use it for your benefit, for your best benefit, and understand if you're going to call it the 8, the infinity symbol, what are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say it's the infinity symbol and that's it. And then when I look back in history, one of the infinity symbols looked like 2 C's on one side with a slash or a slash. That's how one of the infinity symbols used to look back in the day.
Wow.
You know, when you go back into history, it's like, oh, man. And that's why I study the mathematicians of the past
gotcha.
And see yeah. where it's going with this. So
yeah.
I'm proud of our journey, man. And we got a longer journey to go.
Oh yeah.
The billionaire journey.
I can't wait.
The Billy Club.
Listen, the Billy Club is on the way. And make sure you watch How to Calculate Your Destiny on Forbidden
Please.
Knowledge TV.
Yes, man.
If you don't have Forbidden Knowledge TV to watch King Simon, make sure you go to your app store
mm-hmm.
on your iPhone, your Android phone, Samsung TV, Apple yes. TV, Roku, Google Play, or the web at 4bk.tv.
Yes.
Get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app, install it, and watch King Simon's show. It's an amazing show, How to Calculate Your Destiny. And also, don't forget, before we get to the end of this, I want people to talk about your books real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes the damn people fall off, want them to know.
They could go to Linktree / King Simon and Numeral Radio. You want to type that
again,
in or you want that? You got
again,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Linktree / you know how you do Linktree. Linktree / I got 4 books. I'm writing more. I'm definitely going to give one to Billy's company. We talked about that. But that one is like, whew, boy, that's been you sit there 15 days and you just write a whole book. I'm like, me? my energy has to vibe with it. You know what I'm saying? But I have 4 books on through my Linktree / King Simon, the Numeral Veda. And my promotional book has numbers and breakdown, but it shows you how to promote from a low level to a high level through use of numbers and all that. And then, of course, I have Numbers Are Simple, People Are Complicated, I'll tell you, I always have to tell the story. Come to Billy's old house, and Billy got all my books. Like, what the heck?
The first time he came to see me, the first time he walked into me, I had these books on my shelf already, man.
Yeah, had my books on the shelf. So I had to sign them. I just started writing. But it is an honor to know that a brother at his level, you know, seeing my Ancient Aliens and Guy and all that, this brother at his level took the time out to buy Little King Simon's books.
Those books are important,
man.
And
I know you probably heard on Rich and seen what I did. But I bought his book from him when the first time he came for that lecture.
Yes.
And I gave him a Dr. Blair book because he reminded me of Dr. Blair, who was a number 4 also.
Yeah.
Dr. Blair's birthday is actually February 13th. Aquarius like us, but he's born under that 4 energy. And he was always into this. Mm-hmm. So, but people call him quack and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But what y'all are doing now has become part of culture.
We were just ahead of our time.
Yes.
Dr. Delbert Blair was way ahead of his time.
Man, and he was talking to people that got abducted.
Yes.
Wow.
I was in private session. He playing the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, so I like I said, people, you know, and a lot of people like to call this and that. And I tell people, look, I don't pay attention to all that foolishness. Because if it's not your experience, how can you tell somebody else about their experience?
Right.
You can't.
Right. You can't.
If you ain't gone to those temples, how are you going to tell them about what they see in the temple?
Right.
I was watching Robert E. Grant on his IG talking about what he's seen and all that. I'm like, and then you came on about the different metropolis that it was, that people came through. It was originally melanated, but people came through.
It switched up.
It got conquered how many times?
Seven times. Yeah. It got conquered 7 times.
Dr. Ben spoke about that. Dr. Clark used to say that, but we never dig deep to see what happened in those 7 times of invasion.
Exactly. It's
what was added? Some people wanted to be pharaohs, like Alexander. He wanted to be a pharaoh. Make me a pharaoh.
Right.
Mark Anthony, make me a pharaoh.
Yeah, these people became pharaohs off of just
conquering. Yes, just conquering. So we got to open our mind and open everything, our pioneer, whatever you got to open.
Yes.
You
do the research yourself. Stop listening to everybody and taking the information and running with it. Research for yourself so you can get your own truth about what it really is.
Exactly.
We're just vessels saying things in different ways than other vessels. But it's really up to you to really come to that conclusion for yourself,
There's an old saying I was telling this sister. I said, look, you're in this system and all this. And I said, let me tell you, there's an old saying that says, possess nothing and have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize what it is, it will all come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you take what you need to make yourself best. I've studied Islam. I've studied Christianity. I've been a Rasta. I've been 5%. I've been Ansar. I've been all of these things. Studied. And each one of them said, you should study, get knowledge from the cradle to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say not to get knowledge.
Yeah.
It said go study from the Elijah Muhammad, study from the cradle to the grave.
Right.
Imam Isa, study from the cradle to the grave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I start going outside of their doctrine, I can't study no more. What that mean? You just said to study from the cradle to the grave.
You're supposed to keep going.
That don't make sense.
Because life is a consistent learning process.
Exactly.
It never ends.
Exactly.
Like I tried to tell somebody the other day, if you've got some of even my theories or my understanding, even of the Anunnaki and the Sumerians and Kemet from 10 years ago, have not macro changed, but micro adjustments have been made based on my new information, new input, new research, new data that was made available to me.
Exactly.
If you stay 1,000% in one lane the whole way and say this is all of a sudden it could become dogma because of new information is presented to you and you don't research and add or make any slight adjustments, all of a sudden now you're preaching dogma.
Well, it collapses your reality into that one slim little line of what you see, which is not what this world is providing us. It's just providing us all of this, everything. So it's just don't collapse your reality, your paradigm.
Yeah, and you know she gonna get on her IG or she, if you talking about her man. she like that song with Rhonda Slack. Don't you talk about my man, bro. She be coming at you. That she gangsta, I'm trying to tell y'all. Whoops. What up though? To Detroit. He New York, Florida. Yeah. I'm New York. Jamaica. I love when she come on. You know, I'm here talking about what they want. They need not to do. I mean, like,
listen.
I said, go ahead.
Can't come for my people. Okay? Don't come for
I'm
my
loving
people.
It.
I know, because I see you. Like,
I mean, coming on. Don't worry, Lynn. Calm down. Relax. You're in this cycle right now. We're in a critical cycle before our birthday. We are. Right. We are in a critical cleansing cycle. Mm. So if you trigger us, we might come at you.
Oh, man.
But we love you. Yes. We coming at you.
If we love you, right. We're coming at you. Yes.
Leave my man. Leave my people alone.
And that's real, though. Because it is, though. It really is. You know, I'm glad y'all said it. It's funny, but I'm glad y'all said that because, you know what? To be honest, it really is love on both sides of the fence. It's love because you want to defend the person that you love, but at the same time, you're coming at people to correct them, and it's being done in a way like, hey, like, do you realize what you're doing is unconscious.
Exactly.
What you're doing is going against what we're trying to build as a community on this planet.
Exactly.
And we need to rethink the way that we come at people, the way that we troll people, the way that we look for negativity and low
things
vibrations.
Things to become offended by. Exactly. It's like people are searching for those things. Sorry.
People because, okay, you're right. People become addicted to it. Like, so that's, you know, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
No, that's why I looked up the word conscious, but I looked up the word conscientious. Mm. Totally different.
Mm.
I'm part of the conscientious community because it's thoroughly doing something good.
Yeah.
Wishing to do the right thing. That's what it says. I'm not conscious.
That.
A rat is conscious.
Yes.
Like
a spider is conscious. A bee is conscious of the environment.
Man. Oh, I like
I'm
that.
A part of the conscientious community.
Conscientious
community. Because it says of a person wishing to do what is right, especially to do one's work or duty well and thoroughly.
Mm.
Look.
That's conscientious community. I put it on my IG a few weeks ago.
Wow.
I'm part of the conscientious, not the conscious, because the conscious community are acting like rodents.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm being honest. And I was big part of it. Y'all know me. So I told a lot of them, I said, yo, you know what? I want to just do right.
Yeah.
Because if in Kemet, you're supposed to bring my art, and that 42 represents that six.
Mm. Right.
It's a balance. But your heart is supposed to weigh as light as a feather.
Light as a feather. Yeah.
Why am I arguing and debating with this person and that person about who Islam and your religion is this and Christian and you? I got no. And look, respect to debaters, but if it's not making anything happen and just arguing and cursing each other out, and they know how I feel because I've talked about it. Yeah. So you can send this video to every one of them.
Yeah.
They know me,
you
know, and they know I've always been neutral. Mm-hmm. I've called Billy and say, look, they doing this again. And I tried to tell them to leave you alone.
Yeah.
You can't do what you, because we're used to the old paradigm of research and we don't want to go to the deeper. And when you ask, and Billy's like really cool. He's just like, I say, I know King. And my people's coming after them. That's what I love about Billy people.
Some of them, they escaped the lawsuit, but it's going to drop. And they just sit there going, oh, nothing's going to happen. We can keep doing this. But they don't understand what's really going on behind the scenes.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I love when you do it. But thank you very much for allowing me to be on the platform again all the time.
Oh, man.
I need to bring y'all back on mine, of course. We got to do an interview. Sure. Definitely. Now y'all are Carsons now. And I told them they should do a whole documentary to Mr. and Mrs. Carson.
You know
the whole thing.
You need to do Elizabeth. I want to see, privately, you do Elizabeth's new name.
Oh, the concert. Yeah. Oh, we could. Yeah, that's, yeah. I'll do it. I'll send you the. And I'll break it down. I'll send you all of it.
Oh
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Yes, that's gonna be. So good.
The, I think. The, let me see the name Carson. Don't it add up to master number 11? If I let me do that right
my
now.
My whole Matt thing came to a master number. My whole Billy Carson.
Yeah, no Billy. And then you have the LL in your. You know, you got the LL like Ladies Love, like my man from Queens, because you from Queens too.
He used to live right around the corner from when I lived in New York.
Oh, you was in Hollis?
Yeah, we were in Cambridge High School. We used to go to this park in Hollis.
Uh huh.
And he was there one time. I went to visit my grandmother for the summer. Uh-huh. And this guy was a kid. He already had all the girls around him. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Turned out it was LL.
Lady Love, LL.
This guy got all the girls already.
Oh, man.
I ain't have no hair under my arms yet. This guy got all the girls.
Wow.
You know, we're the same age, but he's cool. Shout out to LL. He follows Forbidden Knowledge, too. So shout out to LL Cool J.
Okay, so yeah, that's seven. No, well, first of all, Carson is a 7 and a 21 in both systems. So I got to do the whole thing. I'm gonna break down Elizabeth. Yeah. I'm gonna send it to her. I'm gonna make it happen live and direct because she spells her Elizabeth differently.
Yes, I do.
So you gotta, you know, you gotta make sure you make sure you're right, because that's why when people send me their name, they think I'm gonna just do and jump. No, I gotta do the mathematics. I gotta show where it's at, and then I use both systems because then you see a bigger picture. And then if you want to really get jiggy with it, I tell them, multiply. Dr. B asked me, he said, King Simon, I want to change my life path. I said, multiply.
Yeah.
And then you'll see a whole different number from your life path. He said, what? I said, yes, sir, you can multiply, because he's from Jamaica.
Right.
He told me he came from Jamaica.
He's a comedian.
He is a comedian.
Listen, I was dying last night. Dying.
He had us laughing for hours.
Listen.
Yeah, he eats something else.
Yeah. Boy. Yes. He got a lot of energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and happy birthday when it comes on the 5th. And thank y'all, and congratulations to everything that y'all are doing, and what's going to manifest more.
Yeah.
You know,
this
just
year, this is a big year.
Big year.
And then combined. Magic, man.
Love y'all. Make sure y'all go to the Forbidden Knowledge TV and watch the series, and we might be doing another one, hopefully.
We have to. It's one of the most popular shows on the network. Oh, so, guys, check it out.
Yeah, the comments on the King Simon's TV series are How to Calculate Your Destiny on Forbidden Knowledge TV. Just read the comments underneath each episode, and you'll see the positivity. You see people like just really just give them
great tears to my eyes, man.
You made this video, because what it did was it gave people a foundation that they didn't have before.
Yeah.
Right.
Now they can begin to understand better what you're trying to teach.
Right.
And so you got to go watch this TV series.
And I want to always thank one of my teachers, Lloyd Strayhorn, because he was a catechist. Although I was studying numbers from the Ansars and the 5% and all that, from 1989, February 1st, on my birthday, I called in on a radio show. And I was into the numbers, but when he started breaking down what I said, he wants to interview y'all on his platform. He would love to. So big up to and he's been on Oprah, he's been on Katie Couric, but he loves what y'all are doing. More than likely he's watching. Big up to Lloyd Strayhorn. They know I always shout him out because he's my elder, and he's one of the brothers that says King Simon is the numerology for the future. And I respect what he did and what he has helped us to do. And that's what made this connection, because of what he had taught us to do.
Wow.
You know, and he loves what y'all are doing. He definitely loves. He watches y'all. He's Aquarius too. So you know what he's like, he born February 16th. He's definitely wants to come down to probably the award show. He might want to come down.
We'd love to be on his show.
I'll let you know. I've been trying to make the connection, but y'all been busy.
We're back. We've been traveling.
Oh man,
you want to travel around the world? We did 9 months in hotels in 2023.
Man,
what?
9 months.
I know you mentioned it, and I said, "What the heck is going on?"
Oh man, it's just
now. How does that deal with your body? Going in and out and up and down. Y'all got new luggage line now. Y'all got walking through the elevator. Okay, girl, do your thing.
We got our own luggage, our own travel kits,
the new clothing.
No, we got. Yeah. You need it.
I got
though.
The esoteric shirt. I got an esoteric
shirt.
Yeah. And big up to my nephew Imhotep. He's here. He trains martial arts and Tai Chi right in South Florida. What's the website, real quick? Because I want to shout him. WarriorKido.com. Please.
Check it out,
guys. I went on the beach with him on Fort Lauderdale and he showed some real good techniques. Yeah.
Wow.
And for older people and younger people, that's my I've known him before he was born. That's his father and I grew up in the Muslim community back in the day. And he showed us nothing but love. And he came out to Dr. B one time when you had him at the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah,
He came to our book signing.
He came to our book signing. Yes, he came. Yeah,
I sent him over there.
So
this man's legit.
He's a real dude. He wants security. He's real.
Yeah.
So thank y'all very much again.
No problem.
You know, I'm always going to show love to everybody. Yeah,
King Simon.
They are. And I'm more likely look at me for Rich. I'm going to be a Brother Rich show. And I got, of course, to go to King Simon Presents on my YouTube channel. Sign up or the Numerovation on YouTube. But once you go to Linktree, all my links are there.
Make sure you book a session with King Simon.
Get all the books here. Yeah, book a session.
All his information is going to be in the description. Mm-hmm. So,
and the circulation is going up on my birthday. So y'all better
let's go.
Focus. Get it now.
That's right.
Let's go.
For real.
Yeah. Thank y'all very much.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in and thank you, King Simon.
The newlywed man, the builder! We're so glad to have this time together.
Man. So much energy. I love it. I feel so lifted every time that we're together. I feel so lifted. It's never
tell your mother I said greetings. Man.
Yes, I will.
She's 725, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
Right.
She told me once in this room.
Liz be like, my she mother's birthday is coming up. What's is 2024
she
minus?
She called me one time. She texted me, what's my mother's birthday again?
I did because my mom wasn't answering.
Hey,
that's a real story.
That's true.
I had to fill something out and my mama wasn't answering, so I text King Simon. Hey, what's my mom's birthday?
What's my mama's birthday again?
That's a fact.
Her mama.
Yeah.
Go figure.
That's a fact.
I was not good with birthdays. Don't take it wrong. I'm just horrible with birthdays.
Yeah, that's needed.
Yeah.
But King Simon is a database. He got a database.
That was so funny. I dropped the phone and she texted, your mama? Birthday.
Look.
But I love it. Hey, we be here all night.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
No respect. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time on Biohack Your Best Life. And again, you guys, look in the description. His information will be there. Better book you a session before he gets booked up. Okay.
Feliz Nuevo Años. Happy New Year.
Yes. Peace.
All right. Peace. Third, I love.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.